The Glowing Lady, written by Sariath M.G. and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, original work, rating mature, no archive warnings apply. Characters, killer mermaids, anglerfish mermaid, original female characters, original monster characters. From the additional tags, horror, eldritch horror, cosmic horror. Em returned to her hometown of Coral Bay after 18 years, having moved to the bigger city since she was a girl of a merely 10. Coral Bay was a time capsule encased in a pearlescent gleam. The white beaches, tepid waves of aquamarine surfing against the foot of palm trees. The salty ocean winds mixed with seagull calls and distant instrumentals of festivities. Em remembered walking on the beaches barefoot for hours on end, feeling the jagged seashells beneath vulnerable soles, letting the breeze bring her the scent of brine and inspiration, painting colorful stories in her head made of azure and turquoise dreams. There was one place visitors were told never to venture, a spit of land reaching seaward like one long bony arm. At the tip of the spit, a bluff rising 6 feet off a rocky shore, jagged and unwelcome to travelers, overlooked a drop to the foggy waters. With a depth that experts had reached 400 fathoms below sea level, one could see only 2 feet beyond the surface. Darkness and mysteries lurked ahead in a murky, churning realm of the unknown. A week after Em's return, she walked near the unnamed bluff and watched the sun as it set near the horizon, briefly painting the ocean shades of cerise and mauve before hiding its face below the cutoff of the earth. Then she stood there in the darkness and reminisced. All year round, in these tropical parts, one could sometimes see bioluminescent sea life coming up to the surface to feed. Glowing rings of jellyfish, a starry surface of plankton or krill. Tonight's sea provided a quiet, distant music, a welcome ambience for muses that came and went. Siren songs sang like twines of vines reaching and touching that part of Em's brain that made magic happen on pages inside books and journals. This was the night Em first saw the woman bathing in the tepid water at the bottom of the bluff, halfway on Em's walk to the tip of the promontory. She rested where travelers were advised against going. Ships often wrecked in these waters with jagged reefs, unfortunate souls drowning after sloppy slips and falls. Yet the unnamed woman was there tonight. A muse came in the form of that woman. Her upper torso bare, her lower half shielded by the water. Her dark skin gleamed and shone in changing patterns of glittering colors like life often found here, like the skin of octopuses. The coils of her hair hung and bounced thickly to the middle of her back, jet black beside the glimmer of colors from within the tresses. She had her eyes out to the sea, her back facing the bluff when Em made her way past her. Em assumed the woman was a performer from the festivities who'd gone down to enjoy the ocean waves, and perhaps the changing luminescence was part of the costume. Em came back the next night and saw her again, still resting there, motionless like an onyx statue, her body and hair glowing with blue and gold. Her head followed Em as she bypassed her. The woman appeared almost nightly until she'd become a staple in Em's journals, the muse that had found herself in the pages of her newest manuscript. It went on until there was a gathering one night in Coral Bay for a grand festivity, so grand that even the unnamed bluff saw rambling wanderers. Em walked by the promontory, enjoying the breeze from the open sea as the sun fell off the horizon. Her muse, the glowing lady, was perched on a rock near the shore, eyes following her footsteps. Except tonight, others were visiting the bluff. Em saw a man in a bright yellow shirt making the dangerous excursion down the bluff to meet the lady with glowing skin, mesmerized by her beauty. Perhaps it was a friend of hers, someone who knew who she was. The journey would be arduous. Em saw him climbing with all his limbs down the steep slope toward the rocks, the glowing lady with her arms resting on her chin, watching him descend. Em did not wait to see him go to the bottom, and went on her nightly stroll uninterrupted. She looked out from the bluff, but the sea was calm tonight. No glowing fishes or krill were in sight after darkness befell the shoreline. Just silence. There were stories related to the oceans, Em remembered. Tales passed down and believed by voyagers and fishermen alike. Em's grandmother had told her some of those stories that had fueled Em's imagination and pen for years. About sea monsters, malevolent beings hiding inside the murky depths, singing sirens and mermaids. Creatures that looked like humans and mimicked human sounds. Beings that appeared when night fell, when no sunlight could penetrate an inch under the surface. Fairy tales, Em thought. When Em returned, the man she'd seen earlier was nowhere to be found. She saw a bright yellow shirt lying unfolded on the rocks below the bluff, along with some other pieces of clothing and sandals. They lay a few feet away from the glowing lady, who was still perched there. When she saw Em, she smiled. The festivities became louder the next night. This time, when Em walked past and saw the glowing lady smiling and waving, Em waved back. She made her way to the tip of the spit and sat on the edge, legs crisscrossed, breathing in the sea air, ruminating stories and scenes in her head. The female lead in her book with her glowing skin and hair, her gracefulness, goddess-like and ethereal. Em sat and thought about words and poetry, songs and metaphors, as the calls of seagulls ceased with the last bit of light. The wind picked up, but the sea seemed as calm as the night before, with no glowing sea life showing up to feed. Sometime, as she sat, Em saw large, unnatural waves caused by slow movements toward her. She looked down and saw the glowing torso of her mysterious muse swimming, no, gliding, toward the foot of the bluff, nearer to her. The glowing woman looked up, her face alight under a starry sky. They stared at each other in silence. That was when Em saw a man making his way down. He wasn't the man from before, and he might have been drunk from the festivities, constantly wobbling and slipping on the rocks. He had no shirt on, and when he made his way to the half-naked woman near the shore, he made several lewd gestures with his arms. The lady, unfazed, curved her beautiful glowing torso and glided back toward the sea. She tilted her shoulders so that her heavy tresses fell to one side and lifted one arm in a beckoning motion. The drunken man took off his shoes and jumped into the water, swimming toward her. They circled each other like fishes for a moment, the drunken man chasing the woman around before she let him catch her, his arms flailing to hold her before she started swimming out farther to sea, with him attached to her. Perhaps it was the alcohol, but he did nothing to stop her until they were both tiny dots on the vast surface. The glowing woman started to sink, using his hold on her to bring him down under the water. The man panicked and let go of her, but by then her arms had replaced his, grabbing like a vice to keep him to her as she dragged him down. A second later, the man's frantic calls reached Em's ears. As the man fought, ripples rose all around them, and Em saw something dark, something terrible under the water, where the lower half of the woman's body was concealed. Em saw something incomprehensible rise and bloat, making the sea bulge from its long, coiling shape. Then more tendrils seemed to twist and twirl inside the sea, churning it, suctioning into the fighting man's useless limbs. "Help! Help me!" the man called out one last time, before he dove in with the glowing woman's arms clamped around him. The surface rippled, bubbled, and fell quiet. Em still saw the glowing dot of the woman diving deep for a while, becoming smaller and fainter until the light had completely diminished. They did not resurface. Not after 1 minute, or two. It went on until finally 15 minutes had passed, and the woman resurfaced by herself, the glowing dot penetrating through the surface with water whipping off her long, gleaming locks. No sign of the shirtless man anywhere. Then the glowing lady was approaching shore again, getting closer to Em's perch on the bluff, coming straight toward her. She didn't seem to swim. Her upper body stood on the water as something carried her smoothly toward the bluff, leaving a long trail of waves behind her. Em was standing now, her hands shaking, her palms clammy. Her throat was thick with a lump of dread as her muse rested near the rocks at the bottom, her head tilted like a curious mammal. Em saw the unnatural light in her eyes, as if she was just a mimicry of human emotions, her body glowing in shifting patterns like a content octopus. Then, Em heard a shrill, uncanny voice coming from the glowing woman.
"Help! Help!"
she said, smiling, almost soft and feminine, except for the ghoulishly inhuman sub-quality of the voice.
Help me! Help me!
They could mimic human emotions, human voices. So had said Em's grandmother to an eager-eyed Em when she'd only been a toddler. They could parrot human language to near perfection, but they don't understand any of it. They'd do anything to get their prey. At that moment, a horror took over Em. It was a primal fear, fear for death and the unknown, of unexplainable, unexplored horrors lying beneath the calm, cobalt waters of the oceans. She turned and ran toward the safety of the beach. Em ran with all her life, warm winds blowing in her ears, her heart pounding with adrenaline. But just like Orpheus, curiosity made her turn back. At that moment, she saw the glowing lady retreating into the sea unnaturally, still facing her, but pulled by an unseen force, as if her body was the attachment to something bigger, scarier, much more horrifying inside the water. And in that glimpse, Em saw something she didn't know if she'd imagined to this day. Looking into the glassy, transparent billows of the water, she saw flesh of the rest of the lady's body, the lower half of her that had been hidden every time she'd lain in waiting for her prey. A monumental, black mass, unlike anything Em had ever seen, as big as a whale, but shifting in bizarre forms with many incomprehensible parts, with many moving limbs, covered in either eyes or changing patches of glowing skin mimicking eyes. There were creatures that preyed on humans with their lures, glowing, hypnotic beauties. Humankind was proud and bold, believing they were above all of nature's monsters, believing themselves to be the ultimate predators walking the earth. But the oceans were a different place. As Em's grandmother's stories had told, there were things that claimed the oceans, unknown and unseen by science. The earth might have belonged to humankind, but the oceans belonged to someone or something else entirely. Em did not know what happened after that encounter with the glowing lady, whether her muse had claimed more victims. She'd finished her book and published it with a theme of unfathomable horrors. She still could not read her own book, haunted by nightmares if she did. Em moved out of her childhood home a week later and never returned since. Perhaps the lady with her bioluminescent beauty was still lurking near the bluff, where she'd taken unwary men to drown, still haunting those cliffs. The End.